This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Georgia has a new law to support the state's music industry. The sector generates about $3.7 billion each year, and lawmakers hope to enhance that with tax incentives. But many of the state's public schools have reduced music classes to help fund subjects like math and reading. Amy Kiley of WABE in Atlanta has more on the future of Georgia's music industry.
What do rappers Killer Mike, Lil Jon, and T.I. have in common with some backup horn players for the group OutKast? They all went here, Atlanta's Frederick Douglass High School. Band director Micah Wynn gives a tour of the school trophies.
These particular plaques are the most important.
They're from when Douglass bands won top state honors. The school still wins awards, but they're less prestigious. Wynn gives a number of reasons for that, but one represents a broader trend. Many elementary schools have cut music.
The middle schools, they start getting the acts next. And of course, they're the ones that feed the high schools.
The question is whether cuts to school arts programs will hurt Georgia's music workforce. Research is hazy about whether, say, former band students make better concert stagehands. But just across state lines, Nashville could offer some insight. When Georgia leaders crafted the new law, they said they wanted to compete with Tennessee's Music City. It has a nationally recognized music education program for all K through 4 students and a high school record label with student artists. God of my weary years. Nashville Program Director Lori Schell.
As we prepare students for workforce readiness, we're thinking about what careers are available here in Nashville.
So back in Georgia, advocates are making the case that tax incentives aren't enough. They say music needs to be a bigger part of the curriculum. State Superintendent Richard Woods seems to be listening.
Anytime you have fine arts within a community, it really sends a message about the heartbeat of the community.
Georgia's new law is supposed to spur at least $600 million in economic growth in 3 years. But the state's unlikely to mandate spending at the local level. In Atlanta, I'm Amy Kiley for Marketplace.